Blog Talk Radio.
This song right here is to that person. I don't even mention his name. They said I couldn't do nothing without him.
Who are you to tell? I can't go on without you. And why you telling me I'm never gonna survive? Once upon a time, yes, I believe that life was starting to wait on time. You can't control my
Thank you so much. Welcome to Real Talk with Regina Breed, and I am your host this evening. It is such a pleasure to be with you guys again. So we're going to get right into today's topic. How is your 2021 going? Is it going great? We all know that we've been dealing with this COVID-19, and we've been dealing with loss of economic woes and high-profile violence and nuances in our government and economic changes and technological changes. And how's it going? And so this is half the year. Can you guys believe it? It is already July. Half the year is gone. And so some of the things that you guys had proposed to yourself on how you were going to do things in I'm sorry, we had a technical issue right there. So how many things in January have you guys decided that you're just not doing anymore? And so if that is your issue, if that is your crux, if that has been your handicap, that you stuck, this is the show for you. So we're going to talk about today. We're going to answer some simple questions if you don't know how to get back on track. And one of the things I want you to understand is you still have 6 months left in this year. You still have a long time. You still have half a year left to get back on track. So these are some of the things that I want you to focus on, how you can get out of the rut, how you can change what you're doing, how you can focus on growing. So the first thing is get you some paper and pencil out, and we're going to walk through these steps. All right? So the first thing you're going to do to get back on track is to figure out what you're doing wrong, is you're going to choose to live a more positive and productive life. That's a choice. You can choose to be happy. You can choose to be unhappy. But if you choose to be happy, then there are things that you have to do to live a more positive and productive life. And so the first thing is we want to change our mindset about what your goals are. Okay, because some of you had unrealistic expectations of your goals, and that's the reason why you were not doing what you thought you were going to be able to do. So number one is change and choose to live a more productive and positive lifestyle. Number two, choose to love the skin you're in. This is huge if you have decided that you're going to take on a new body image. I want to lose weight. I want to bulk up. I want to do whatever. That's great. That's wonderful. That's awesome. That won't happen if you don't love the skin you're in. If you don't love who you are today, changing what you look like is not going to change that. Trust and believe. I understand that concept better than a whole lot of you will ever know. You have got to love the skin you're in today. Be grateful for the body, the mindset, the mentality that you have today. understand why you are where you are. See, because if you don't take responsibility and own it, you're not going to be able to change it. Oh, it was somebody else. I ate because of, I didn't work out because of. No, you were in charge of all of those things. And so what you have to do is decide what you're going to do. So choose to be in love with in the skin you're in. Once you do that, you can make changes because you're coming from a different perspective. Next tip is living a lie is disrespectful to the God you serve. This always keeps you in a place of not enough. Some of you are trying to keep up with the Joneses, the Smiths, the Williams, the Frank. Some of you are trying to keep up with everybody else. Living a lie is disrespectful to the God in which you serve. You can never make a change if you are not honest with the God in which you serve. So living a non-truthful life is going to hold you back because the things that you're doing to keep up the facade that's not really who you are detrimental and damaging because what you're internally telling yourself is, where I am is not good enough. Remember, the tip before was love the skin you're in. That's the reason why. So you can live in your most true and authentic self. Your next tip on how to focus on your goals and get yourself moving and restart and regenerate is trust your skill set. If you are lacking in some areas, become the master of the areas that you understand. So I want to become a, say, I want to become a social media guru, right? And I'm not really, really good at maneuvering through social media, but I'm an excellent oratorical speaker. I am an excellent people person. What you need to do is focus on the things that you are great at and outsource the things that you are not. If you're having an issue making a move, maybe technology is not for me, but I am excellent in front of the camera. I am excellent with the subject matter. I am excellent bringing content. I am an excellent teacher, but I just can't figure out how to do that online streaming stuff and funnel pages and flip this, and I don't understand it. So what you need to do is hire somebody who is great at that so that you can focus on what you're great at. You can be the master of everything, not just the master of everything else, all at one time. So sometimes you're going to have to shift your perspective and understand, what are you great at? Not good at, not okay at, but what are you great at? If you're great at something and something else is hindering you, trust your skill set. If you are lacking in some area, become the master of your area, right? So hopefully we got that. So far, so good. Let's keep moving. Another reason why I wanted to do this is because so many people give up and now you're wasting the rest of your year because the first part of your year didn't go right. So number, I think we're on 5, 6, negative self-talk is allowing others to speak negatively over you. Never allow negative self-talk, right, to yourself or from anyone else. If someone is speaking negatively to you, that means you need to dismiss them from your life. People will talk you out of your blessing. A whole lot of people have a whole lot of critics and no coach, right? And so what that means is people are talking to you and they're being critical of you and they don't have any credentials. How are you going to tell me how to run a business or I'm running the business wrong and you've never had a business? How are you going to tell me how to make $1 million and you don't know how to make $100 on your own outside of a job? So a lot of times you're seeking counsel from people who absolutely have no right speaking over you, and then what they're saying is negative because they can't do what you're inspiring to do. So negative talk is allowing others to speak negatively over you or listening and engaging in negative thoughts. You need to cancel that. Your next thing I want you to do is comparing yourself to others. Most of the time, the image that we see of people is just that. It's just the image that they projected. It's a branding. It's a strategy. It's a marketing. That's not who they truly are. And so you're comparing yourself to others, and that may not be who they truly are. So stay in your lane. Love yourself enough to understand that you are great all by yourself. Okay? Waiting on others for them to give you permission. That's a big one. Okay, if you're waiting on others to give you permission to be great, here you go. You are awesome and you are great. Go forth and do magnificent things for this world. If that's what you were waiting on, you got it. Do not wait on others to give you permission to do anything. The only person's permission that you need is the Most High God in which you serve. After that, everything and everybody else is frivolous. All right, so we just gonna keep it moving. Worried about failure. Do not worry about failure. If you fail at something, it just means you were going at it the wrong way or you were going in it in the wrong direction. Figure out why it failed. Sometimes, and failure is not personal. It failed. You didn't fail. So if I'm going to throw a huge party, right, and the party was a complete flop, I'm not a failure. That task just failed. The party failed. So it may be because I didn't market it right. It may be because I didn't have the proper people assisting me. It may be because of the venue. It could be because the weather was bad. There's a myriad of reasons why an event or a task may fail. None of them have anything to do with you personally. Stop taking on that persona. Stop worrying about failure. If you fail, you need to get together with people in your tribe, people who you trust, and have a fail party. And what is a fail party? A fail party is a party that you get together, celebrate the things that went well, and then discuss and fix the things that didn't. So the next time, you won't have those same issues, okay? Your next tip is if this is the right time. You know, procrastination is a tool that the enemy uses to stop you from being great. And your question is this the right time? Am I entering the market too late? I'm entering too early. Should I go for this or should I do? It's the right time. Today is the right time. If you're standing above the ground, today is the right time. Do not wait because tomorrow is not promised to you. Old people will say that all the time. And what I've come to learn is not only tomorrow not promised to you, this afternoon is not promised to you. Some people woke up this morning and they won't see the sunset, right? Not long, let alone tomorrow. They won't see the end of this day. And so you have to be cognizant of the fact that time waits for no one. And procrastination is the biggest enemy of all of us, okay? So is this the right time? Yes, the day you decide to do it is the right time. So go forth and be productive. Your next tip is expecting results right now. Rome was not built in a day. Sometimes you have to gather skills, gather people. Sometimes a plan needs to be taken and adhered to. Expecting results right now sometimes is a childish mindset. Right? I wanted it. I want it now. But you can't have it right now. And so sometimes things have to be cultivated. Things have to be created. Things have to be developed. So get out of your mind. Get out of your head that you want everything right now. We are in a flash flood society. We want everything right now. We're in cancel culture. If somebody says something you don't like, you know, the fans come out and everybody cancels you. So expecting results right now is unrealistic sometimes. So don't set yourself up for failure. My next tip is not having a planner is the worst thing you could do. You don't have to have a planner per se, a physical planner. Sometimes you have to have a paper planner, whichever one works for you, paper or a computer planner. Just you need to have a plan, a planner. Paper or digital, because you need to be able to put your ideas down in a conformed manner in which you can go back and retrieve those things. And you need to know what you're going to do every day. So even if it's a piece of paper that you write down, these are the goals that I'm going to get done today. These are the goals that I want to get done this week. These are the goals I want to get done for this month. If you win the day, you'll win the month. If you win the month, you'll win the year. If you win the year, you'll win your lifetime. Okay? And so this is what I want you to concentrate on. Get a plan. I don't like planning. I remember the person who I was coaching said, I don't need a planner. And I said, you need a planner. Your life and your business will start to move very rapidly. And you are in creation mode. And there are things about your business that's detail-oriented that you just don't have time to think about. And so when you forget those things, then you're going to be in trouble. And he went on, and he was going to do it his way, and he didn't write down a major appointment that had been set 3 months ahead of time. You see, if he had had a journal or a planner, he would have notated that in his journal or planner that I have this humongous meeting. This gentleman had flown in to meet with him. He absolutely forgot about the meeting. And so subsequently, he lost that contract. And that contract was valued at millions of dollars. That guy had already set up another meeting with someone else, and he was seeing two people here in the city at the same time. And it was worth him coming in to fly in to have a meeting, and it was between these two guys. Well, you didn't show up for the meeting. The other guy did, blew you out of the water, and when you realized that you had lost the meeting, the contract was gone. So please, please, please do not overlook having a planner, paper or digital, and plan out what you're going to do. Jot those things down. Don't trust your memory. You could be having a bad day. Things could happen, and then you've lost that moment. Next thing is no routine, no movement. You have to get a routine in order. The beginning of your day and the end of your day, you need to win those days. You need to win those moments in your day. If you can't win the morning, then the rest of the day will follow in mess and confusion. If you can't set up the morning from the night before, then you will be rushing all day. So no routine means no movement. Get a routine. Get a morning routine. Even if the rest of your day is not so structured, get it, things that you do in the morning. Get up, say your prayers, move, meditate, eat your breakfast, already lay out your clothes, have a system in place to answer. Here's another tip. Do not look at that phone the first 15 minutes of your day. If you can train yourself, because what happens is you're going through emails, you're scrolling through, and you are on someone else's agenda. Oh, I need to answer this. Oh, I need to. And you haven't thought one time to meditate. You haven't thought one time to plan your day. And you haven't thought one time to take care of the things you need to take care of for your growth. So one of the reasons why you may still be stuck like you were in January is because you let other people dictate how your day is going to go. The next tip is sitting, living, and working in clutter. Clean up. Visual, mental, and physical clutter is a hindrance. So that may have been one of the things on your list to declutter. What I'm trying to tell you is less is more, okay? Less is more. And you have to understand that visual clutter, having stuff everywhere, keeps you out of order. Sometimes I want my clients to understand that sometimes a mental cleanup will have you cleaning up physically because you see things out of place. Everything in your life should have a place. Everything in your life should be in order. And I'm so excited that a lot of you are on the line today listening to these tips and taking these tips. I see your comments here on this Blog Talk Radio, and I'm so excited. To Jessica in Missouri, yes, you need to be able to understand that you come first. Saying yes to you is the best thing you could do, and it's not selfish. Jessica asked, was it selfish to say yes to me? Jessica, here is my antidote for that. Every time you are saying yes to you, you're saying no to something else. Or when you say yes to something else, you're saying no to you. So if you ask me, hey, could you help me with this project? If I say yes, I'm going to help you with that project. That means I'm saying no to other things I had on my schedule to do because I have to make time for your project. So make sure before you say yes to anybody else, it is something that you can, will, and want to do. That is the worst feeling, to have helped somebody with their project. It's done, it's finished, and you still have a ton of work left. So that's a big one. Thank you for your question, Jessica. Our next tip is, in order to make the mindset shift, you must first get real about what's important to you. That was a great segue into what we were just talking about. What is important to you? Understand your values. Understand, but you can't do any of that. You can't make a move. A lot of you all were in January, February, put huge life-changing goals on your to-do list or your New Year's resolution list, And you didn't plan for those things. You didn't put things in place to change that mind shift and that mindset. First, you have to understand why you were doing what you were doing in order to change a negative shift. If you're going to change a negative shift in your life, you've got to immediately replace it at the same time with a positive. So in order for you to get up early in the morning and do what you need to do, you need to go to bed at night. In order to go to bed at night, you need to set up things in place so that you won't be up to 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning getting things that you should have gotten done. See how that works? So a lot of times you have to retroplay what you want to do. Put things in order of importance so that you can get your goals done. Your next step, do the most important thing first. The most thing that you don't like, the most money-making thing. People say, well, I'm going to do this first. Well, those are the little bitty menial tasks. Either they don't move you in a place where you need to go, or they're not money-making moves. Do the most important thing first, whatever that is. Do it first. Get it out of the way. I have something, all my clients, what we do is called the yellow line. The three most important things you have to get done today. So it's things that I have to get done, things that I need to get done, and things I want to get done. Every day, and there's no more than three. Now, some days the things that you need to get done, because you haven't done them, they will end up things that you have to get done. For instance, something I have to do today is pay my light bill. You don't pay my light bill, the lights are going to be off. I don't care what else is going on in my day. I got to take 5 or 10 minutes and pay the light bill. That's something you have to do. Something I want to do today and go by the store and see if I can find me a pair of black shoes, because I don't particularly want to wear the ones that I have. Nothing's wrong with them. They're just a little uncomfortable on my feet, and I would prefer to have a different pair of shoes. That's something I want to do. That's kind of important, right? Something I need to do, I want to watch the Bridgertons on Netflix. That's something I want to do. Do not watch the Bridgertons on Netflix when you have other things that you need to do. That's the last thing. So these are the things that are on your list, things I have to do, things I need to do, and things I want to do. So do the most important things first. It's called the yellow line technique. Our next to the last tip, we're getting to close to the end, guys, is emerge or imagine what a successful day looks like and what it feels like. Some of you want success, and you don't know what that looks like. You don't know what that feels like, sounds like, tastes like. So what I suggest to you is right now, what a successful day looks like. What are all the things, if everything went right in your head, what a successful day looks like. And start changing your day to match what that day looks like. Okay? And what you also need to do is stop being the person you are today. Be the person you see yourself being 3 years from now. Start being that person. What would that person do if they were as successful as I dream in my head? Right? What does a successful person look like? What does a person who weighs 150 pounds, 130 pounds look like? What are some of the things that they're doing? Don't worry about what you're doing today. You're talking about what you're doing 3 to 5 years from now. You lost 60, 70 pounds. What kind of lifestyle does that look like? Okay, well, that person is eating properly. They're working out. They're drinking their water. They're going to bed. Okay, you're not doing any of those things, but you see yourself, or you want to be 110 pounds, right? Well, you're not going to do that doing the things that you do. So see yourself and start acting like the person you're going to be in 5 years. So start eating right, doing all the things that that person will do. And one day you're going to look up and you're going to be that person. You're going to be the person who has lost 120 pounds because you did what it took to do that. See, you're not walking, but that person who's 110 pounds, they walk every day. Or 3 or 4 days a week. It's called reverse engineering. And the last thing is I want you to do is to do a win list. And what that means is focus on the win, right? Give yourself credit for the little things. I went to bed every day this week at 11 o'clock instead of 2 o'clock. That's a win. I completed everything on my must-do list this week. I didn't get the need to do or the want to do, but I completed every task I'm on. That's a win. Celebrate your wins, right? Because it puts you in a place of peace. This leads to joy and peace, and it leads to a place where you can now start to enjoy the benefits of your hard work. okay? Work backwards from the when, okay? That's how you start implementing the facts. Work from the when. Why? I don't have any wins. Right. But when you get them, what are they going to look like? Called reverse engineering. And so these are some of the tips. These are some of the things I've done. These are some of the things that I've coached my clients to do on how do I set myself up for success. They may have seemed like some trivial points, but they are life-changing when you are in a place where you don't understand how to do what you need to do. And so that's it. It's just that simple. It's not anything that was going to be a magical poof out of your hat. Choose to live in a more positive and productive way. Choose to love the skin you're in. Don't lie. Be disrespectful about who you are. Stop faking it till you make it. That's not how we live. Trust your skill set, the things you're good at, become great at them. Sometimes more is less. These are some of the things that people don't put in place when they're making these life-changing decisions about how they want to be a better you. And so I hope you found some of these tips helpful. I hope that you enjoyed our little conversation today. If you want to get in touch with me, please send me an email at rgbreed@yahoo.com or call the Blog Talk Radio, send me information, or look me up on YouTube or look me up on Facebook. All of those are under Regina Breed or Real Talk. It has been a plum pleasing pleasure being with you this evening. I love you all. You guys be safe. Start implementing those tips. Let me know how they work. And I'm so excited to be able to assist you in your growth and your moving. This is Real Talk with Regina Breed. Thank you so much, and you guys have a blessed one.